It's interesting that William II in Berlin's response to the Serbian ultimatum was, what a terrific diplomatic victory. That's it. The Serbs have given in. This one thing, they didn't really expect them to accept all of them, but this was a terrific diplomatic victory for Vienna. But the mobilization of its troops, Serbian troops, was another matter. 3 days later, on July 28th, Austria, supported by Germany, ordered a partial mobilization of its troops and declared war on Serbia. The Serbs had not accepted the ultimatum in its entirety, as the Austrians demanded. Here one sees also the, from the German point of view, from the German military point of view, again, this sense that now is the opportunity. If you don't take this opportunity, then the tide of time is going to run against us. This may have played a role in Habsburg actions, but certainly it's clear that the war party in Vienna had dominated Austrian decision making in this in these crucial days. On July 30th, with Austria now partially mobilized, Serbia mobilized, there was going to be a shooting war in the Balkans. The question now is, what would Russia do? Would it back down as it had in 1908? 1909? Or would it honor its obligations to Serbia? The Tsar, evaluating the situation in consultation with his diplomats and his military advisors, decided to order a partial mobilization of Russian forces to deal with the crisis in the Balkans. But his military commanders informed him that this was really impossible. This would not be prudent. If Russia were to order a partial mobilization of its troops to fight in the Balkans, and then 3 or 4 days later, or even 48 hours later, Germany then ordered a general mobilization of its troops, Russia would be in a desperate situation. Recall that there is Germany and Russia have a common frontier in 1914. Mobilization was an incredibly complicated process. It required requisitioning horses. It required taking over timetables. It required mobilization of troops, that is, bringing troops from reserves up to active duty status. It was a cumbersome and complicated process. And it was understood by every power in Europe that an order of general mobilization was tantamount to a declaration of war. So complicated and demanding was this process of mobilization that if one nation got a head start, a significant head start, it had an enormous advantage. So an order of general mobilization, this was seen as a declaration of war. The Tsar did not want to issue an order of general mobilization, but only a partial one, but was convinced by his military high command that this would be a disaster. He did not have the room to maneuver. The worst case scenario carried the day. As a consequence, on July 30th, the Tsar ordered a general mobilization of Russian troops. The Germans now faced some very difficult decisions indeed. Germany, as it had done in 1908, quickly issued an ultimatum to St. Petersburg, demanding that the Tsar rescind mobilization within 12 hours. No more 48 hours, no more 24 hours. The German demand was for the Tsar to rescind the mobilization order within 12 hours. This was absolutely paramount to the Germans. If the military high command impressed upon the Kaiser, if Germany continued to negotiate without ordering a mobilization of its troops, after Russia had ordered a general mobilization of its own,